Chapter 15. Christmas Magic. Jack and Annie watched in horror as the water from the cup splashed over the stone floor. It trickled into the cracks between the stones and disappeared. Jack scrambled to the cup. He picked it up. It was completely empty.
"Oh, no!"
Jack moaned. He sat back and put his head in his hands.
"Camelot will never wake up now," he thought. "The legend will end forever."
"Jack!" said Annie. "Look!"
Jack raised his head. He pushed his glasses into place. A golden cloud was rising from the cracks between all the stones of the floor. The cloud spread quickly throughout the great hall, filling the room with wonderful smells. The scent of cedar smoke and evergreen, of roses and almonds. The cloud rose up and up, then wafted out through the upper windows of the hall. Suddenly, a white dove flew through one of the windows. It soared across the dark room like a bright light, then swooped back out into the night. Soft, gentle laughter came from the end of the hall. The laughter grew louder. Jack saw King Arthur and Queen Guinevere looking at one another. They were laughing. The knights of the Round Table were laughing, too. Best of all, Jack saw Morgan Le Fay smiling at him and Annie.
"Jack! Annie, come here!" she called. She held out her arms.
"Morgan!" cried Annie.
She ran to Morgan and threw her arms around the enchantress. Jack stood up. Still holding the empty cup, he ran to Morgan and hugged her, too.
"We did what the Christmas night told us to do," said Annie. "We brought back the water of memory and imagination."
"But I dropped the cup," said Jack, "and spilled all the water."
"But the water made a gold cloud," said Annie, "and everyone came back to life."
Morgan laughed with amazement.
"You have just returned from the other world?" she asked.
"Yes," said Annie.
"A white stag brought us back," said Jack.
He turned to King Arthur.
"Your Majesty," he said, "we have good news. Your knights are safe. Sir Lancelot said to tell you they'll be home before the first night of the new year."
The king looked bewildered.
"You found them?"
"Yes, and they're all fine," said Annie.
"Here," said Jack. He handed the silver cup to the king. "Please give this back to Sir Galahad."
"And this to Sir Lancelot," said Annie.
She took the glass key from around her neck and gave it to King Arthur.
"Oh, and this to Sir Percival," said Jack.
He pulled the wooden compass box from his pack and gave it to the king. At first, King Arthur was too stunned to speak. Then he clapped his hands and laughed joyfully.
"Thank you," he said to Jack and Annie.
The knights of the Round Table all cheered.
"Ring the bells," King Arthur shouted. "Call the people of Camelot to the castle."
"They have already gathered outside the doors, Your Majesty," said a page.
"Bring them in," said King Arthur. "We must rejoice together."
Queen Guinevere smiled at Jack and Annie. Her eyes sparkled now.
"Once again you have helped save Camelot," she said. "Thank you very much."
"You're welcome," said Jack and Annie together.
Then Jack heard the sounds of children talking and laughing. He turned to see a crowd of people streaming through the arched doorway of the great hall. They carried candles, a giant fir tree, and boughs of holly and pine. Musicians followed them with stringed instruments.